Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
We all do little things at home that make us wonder, am I normal? Does other people do this? Is this just me? Is it my weird thing? Someone texted us, is it normal that I stick my tongue in my coffee to check how hot it is?
Ouch.
Why would you do that?
I feel like you can feel the temperature of the coffee.
Stick your tongue in?
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, that's intense. No, I don't do that.
See, I'm on the opposite side. I'm weird where if I have a really scalding hot drink, I won't test it with putting my tongue in there. I'll put ice cubes in it.
Oh.
Just to bring the temperature down. Am I normal on that?
Yuck.
Not a ton. Just enough to get that top layer cooled off. Good to go.
Waters it down.
No, Yuck. It doesn't water it down.
No, it literally does water it down. It melts.
I mean, it does, but it's not changing the flavor for me. I'm not like, and you know the drinks I get. It could use watering down. The sugary over-the-top drinks.
Oh, yesh. No, we're going to say not normal on any of that.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yeah. How about this one? My cousin changes the sheets on her bed before going on vacation. She comes home to a bed with fresh sheets.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Well, I can high five your cousin because I've been doing that for years.
You have.
I love washing bedding before you leave. We also try to do a quick clean so we can come home to a house that's cleaned, which is the best way to come home. The house is cleaned. Everything's vacuumed. Oh. Your bedding is clean. We also do laundry the last day before we come back. Ugh. Like if we rent an Airbnb.
Yep.
We're sitting around, you know, it's dark, whatever. We'll throw a couple loads in and then everything. So we get home, we take it out of the suitcase. Boom. Put it right in the closet. Done.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah. I've been doing that. I've learned so much from you.
Isn't that fun?
It is truly the best.
I mean, you're sitting around doing nothing. It's nighttime. You know what I mean? It's whatever. Get it done. Then you can come home. And decompress. You got nothing to do when you get home.
Yes.
And then vacation continues.
Exactly.
Okay. This one I've never heard of before. This was an email we had sent in. Is it normal to unplug your appliances before you leave town? I'm terrified of an electrical fire while I'm gone. So I unplug all of my appliances.
All of them?
Hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean, so you're unplugging your refrigerator, if you have a freezer out in the garage, everything's being unplugged. What do you do with everything?
So weird, isn't it?
I mean, I guess I would make sure if you're somebody who always uses a toaster and your toaster is always plugged in, I would think you'd unplug that.
Yeah.
Because we know that causes fires a lot. But I've never heard of anybody else doing all that.
But don't you think it'd be easier to just have somebody run by and check your home?
Right. Maybe they just omitted small appliances.
Right.
You know, like, you can't unplug your refrigerator. That's just not good. You're going to spoil your food. It makes sense that it's blenders and it's toasters and
coffee makers.
Yeah, all that. Which, okay, they're using energy when they're plugged in, so why not unplug them? That's fine.
I mean, that's actually, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take that, but I don't currently.
You don't unplug all of your appliances. Okay, now this is the one that I thought, oh, this is different.
Oh,
this is a different one.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
My husband is making me feel, well, like a creep for taking pictures of my kid's swim instructor. I get bored during swim class and took a few secret pics of him in his swimsuit, shirtless, to send to a few friends because he's fine AF.
Oh.
He's definitely 16 or 17, probably 18, and very mature for his age.
Oh, gosh.
It's just a cheap thrill, but my husband is making me feel like a predator. It's not like I keep the pictures to look at them later. I just texted my girlfriends and forgot to delete it. It's not weird, right?
No, that is weird.
Well,
so
remember that one time? This is the thing. I don't know if it was the UWRF college running team or it could have been the high school. I don't know. But remember when I took a picture and sent it to you? I'm like, yes. Ooh, I love this time of year. It was really just like a funny, yay, it's spring.
Yeah.
But when you say that now,
yeah,
sounds creepy.
No,
sounds creepy.
It is creepy.
And I deleted it, but I thought, my pal would like this.
Yeah, it's just funny, right?
Right, it was funny.
Yeah.
But now I'm a creeper.
I understand what you're saying. The double standard is there. Des sent it to you. It's cute. Oh, it's fun. If I sent you the same thing or if I sent the group, oh my gosh, look at this, I would be a complete creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's, or for the swim instructor. Romans teaches swimming, my nephew. If I went there and I was like, oh my gosh, look at the new class, I'd be a creep, and rightfully so. But a woman can do it, and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. Okay?
It's just funny to send to her girlfriends and be like, oh my God, look who was raised right. You know, some little little funny joke.
It's been working out.
Yeah, right? Someone's been working on their body.
That is good.
You know, he's ready for college.
I think my
But she's running... sending it to friends. It's a joke, and she didn't mean to. She forgot to delete the photo, and her husband's like, "Why do you have all these pictures of this?" And I'm sure she took several.
Right, to get the right angle.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, in my case, I'm pretty sure it was the college running team. Okay, now that I'm. Had to have been. It was during. Yep, had to have been. It was still while school was in session.
Let's see here. If roles were reversed, this would be a very different conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's the funny thing. It's so true. If it were her husband, she would be outraged. But the fact that she did it, and it's just funny. I'm just sending it to other moms. We're just getting a kick out of it. God, calm down. It's fine. But if a man did it, oh, he's a predator.
Oh, 100%. Somebody else would imagine if four guys were passing around a photo of a young girl. Creepy.
You had just said that Roman still teaches swimming, and he is 18. So maybe this person she's taking a picture of was also 18.
Well, she knows that he's 16. He's driving to these classes. So he's at least 16, 17, probably 18. Looks very mature for his age.
She's hoping for the 18.
Yeah.
It's not the game whammy. No whammies, no whammies, and stop.
That mom is weird, someone said. Imagine if roles were reversed. Everybody's kind of hinging on that. So she's listening, and I know she's, because she sent this in, and she wanted us to kind of weigh in on it.
She's like, my husband thinks it's weird. It's not, right?
No, it's weird.
That's some Kristen Cavallari type stuff.
Oh, God. I think her boyfriend is 24. Come on.
The fact that the swim instructor is 18 or under, he's a teenager, and you're taking pictures of him secretly. It's not okay. It's creepy.
Yeah, creep.
It's a total double standard. The difference is strength. Women don't have the strength to do something wrong, but men do. Hmm. Oh, isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Never heard that before.
Hmm. Huh.
He's a teenager. Disgusting. Oh, well, I think she's really glad she didn't call in on this one. Exactly. She's like, I'm going to remain anonymous on this one.
Oh. Thank you.
And never do it again.
She's like, sorry, I was asking for a friend, actually.
Yeah. Fast forward 12 years, Dez, are you okay with a woman doing this to River?
If he's running with his running team from college, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they were a college team, nor do you.
I don't either.
Well, it's UW River Falls.
Right?
I mean...
So it's college.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could still be 18.
If a female friend sent that to me, I'd reprimand them. Gross. It's a kid. Okay. Well, now she knows. She's like, geez, asking for a friend.
She's like, I mean, my friends thought it was funny.
She's like, fine. Delete.
Yeah, right. I mean, can you imagine? I wish she would have sent a screenshot of the reaction to the photo. What do her friends say? What kind of jokes? Like, looks like he needs a mommy.
I
bet the kids, all the girls have a crush on him. It was probably stuff like that. That's what moms would say.
Yeah.
You're not going to be a pervert about it.
No, so, there might be that one friend who is. You never know.
Sending the photo is the pervert move. You could say it and describe it. Oh my gosh, you guys should see this guy here. That's something normal, but we are sending photo proof of the kid in his shirt off. Perv.
All right. Boy.